The time has come, the walrus said, to talk of many things. Hello. Welcome to Exposing the Masters Within, the one and only hour on radio or the internet dedicated solely to helping you expose yourself. My name is John Schulte. I'm here to serve you, to help you to know more of the truth about you. It's often said, looks can be deceiving. And we all know that the surface of things is, by definition, shallow. So thanks for joining me today as we journey through the looking glass to explore what's on the other side, to explore what's beneath the surface. We're here together to discover, uncover, and recover our masters within. You knew your mastery much more fully when you signed up for your on-earth sojourn. But you mostly forgot it soon after leaving the cozy confines of your mother's womb. You've rediscovered some inkling of it, or you wouldn't be listening to me now. So, it's time to remember the masters we are. It's time to reclaim the power we have. It's time for Exposing the Masters Within. Let's get started.
Today is Sunday, August 19th. Is that right? Where are we? No, today is Sunday, August 26th, 2012. I'm going to take a minute to breathe in for myself here. And we'll talk a little bit more about that after we make connection. So let's go. And the first connection to make is to go within and connect with our own divinity, to connect with our own mastery. And just allow that to fill us. Oh, that feels good. All right. And allow that to expand through all levels, the physical, the emotional, the mental, and go from there out through your energy field and out even into all your relationships. Because what are relationships but the energy that we share with each other? The energy that flows between us. And so as we come into our own divinity more fully, as we come to experience it more fully, it automatically expresses. But as we choose to do that, as we choose to express that divinity in our relationships, we're consciously expanding it more fully into expression in all of our relationships. So that's a nice tool to add to the toolbox if you haven't already got it. All right, so let's reach out and connect, as always, as we do each week here, to our Mother Earth and allow ourselves to receive, to feel her support coming up. And her love, her acceptance of us exactly as we are right now, that flows up into us to the degree that we are open to receiving it. And so by consciously choosing to open, we're magnifying the amount of that support that we're actually taking into our field. That infinite support she has, that infinite love she has, we're expanding the amount that we're able to take in. And so allow yourself to breathe that into you. And again, through all of you, your physical, your emotional, your mental, and on out through your whole energy field. And even into your relationships. And allow yourself to bring forth whatever gratitude you have for that. Whatever gratitude you might have for being able to be in body at this time on planet Earth, etc. Whatever gratitude you might have for anything that brings you joy or happiness, love, any positive experience in your life. Or even whatever you connect with in a non-attached and not judgmental way with whatever negative you might experience, and allow that gratitude to flow down to her. And whatever love you might have for this life and for your experiences, allow that to flow back to her. And in so doing, we're making more room to receive that love and support, for we're coming into a greater degree of acceptance of what is right here now, which allows us to move through it into the next manifestation. The next is in a more empowered, more complete, more conscious way. And step into the intention and the awareness that that expansion is going to continue throughout this program, throughout this time that we're together, throughout the time that we are in this energy field together that we're creating here right now, co-creating together. And as we step into that awareness and that intention, we move into the next intention and the next awareness, which is awareness of our divine support, that divine support that is embodied not in the physical dimension, but in the other spiritual dimensions within our angels and guides, our master teachers, our spiritual mentors, and all those other divine beings of Christ consciousness, of that level of illumination, those beings who know experientially and fully that they are divine and are yet here to support us as we walk forward with that intention, as we seek to discover, to experience, to expose, to express the masters that we are, the divinity that we are. And so we open into that connection and allow the love and support and the awareness that these beings have of their own divinity to come into us so that we might know our own divinity more fully. And once more, in whatever gratitude and love that you have, allow that to flow back to them. Grateful for their support, for their love, and grateful for what their support and love allows us to experience. I know I would not be here doing this, offering this program, offering this co-creation for you, were I not open and grateful for and connecting with those beings that are here in support of me. Certainly not just me. Each of them supports many, many, many others as well. And there certainly is probably overlap between the ones who are supporting me and the ones supporting you, which is why we come together in this communion and create this program together. But as we allow our gratitude to flow back to them and our love to flow back to them, and even our willingness to support them in what they are here to serve, this awakening of each of us individually, of humanity collectively, and of the entire planet. So we open and we allow ourselves to receive more of their love and support, more of their awareness that we can take by resonance and lift our own awareness of our divinity. And allow yourself to know as well, to desire, to intend, and to step into a higher awareness that this as well is going to expand the entire time we're in this group consciousness creation. As we step forward into the next level of connection, and that is with each other. That is with all of those who are co-participating, co-creating at the physical level in a human form, whether they're here with us listening live right now or whether they will listen sometime down the road through the recording is irrelevant. We are all here creating it now. And we are all coming together and creating an energy together, creating what some would call a mass consciousness, what some would call an oversoul of this particular program. And allow yourself to open to that, because as we come together in shared intention to connect with our mastery, to expand our mastery, to express our mastery, so that shared intention magnifies how much energy we have in that intention personally, how much support we're able to receive, how much empowerment we can step into as we move forward within this shared intention. And so allow yourself to open to receive that, that shared intention and the support that it brings, and even the love, because the more we are stepping into our mastery, the more we're stepping into our self-love, the more we are stepping into love for each other, because we are all the mirrors together. And as we come to do this together in partnership, in co-creation, so we are getting that reflection back to us magnified, that love back to us magnified. And again, we can step into our self-love more and therefore into our love of the rest of humanity as we step into this creation together. And once more, allow yourself to step into the intention and the awareness that this connection will also be expanding as we move forward throughout this program today. And finally, we come to that level of connection that is with all of humanity, that is with all the other beings of light who are here in body, who are working within these energies of light that we don't necessarily perceive as light all the time. All of these dimensions, they are made of divinity as much as anything that we might think are made of divinity. The so-called higher dimensions, the lower dimensions, the physical, the emotional, the mental, they are fully divine as well. They are fully made of light as well. And as we open to that, we are moving forward on this path. And so everyone in body is a worker in light, a worker of light. And yet there are those of us on the path who are consciously stepping in to that role as light workers, consciously stepping into that expression as light workers, consciously stepping into this path of awakening. Our awareness, our experience, and eventually our expression of the divinity, of the light that we are. And so we are connecting with all of those in body, both the conscious and the unconscious of what we are doing here in this process of awakening. But each and every one in body does share that same intention, that same desire, that same drive for things to become better. The difference is that the conscious light worker knows that that is about self-awareness and self-healing and is using tools, whatever tools there are, whatever tools each of us has to move forward in that path of awakening by conscious choice, not just from the desire that is a natural desire in the body, in the emotional body especially, to move into an experience that is somehow better than the one we are having now. And so again, open into that shared intention, and in that shared intention, we can connect with and use the power of this mass consciousness individually and collectively. And so allow yourself to breathe that in and allow whatever gratitude there might be, whatever love, again, there might be that you're willing to share, that you're able to share in this moment to flow back. And in so doing, we open up more fully to the consciousness of this support, to the consciousness of this love, and we can thereby use it on this conscious path of awakening. And so just breathe into all of that, and once more, set the intention, open to the awareness that that will expand as well, that connection to and availability of the mass consciousness of all humanity in this way, that desire for moving forward, and that expanded desire for moving forward through conscious choice as we go through this program today. So, let me tell you about a little bit of my own path here before we jump into, or if we even jump into, where I thought we were going to go. I sat down here, I don't know, 15 minutes ago. 20 minutes ago, not sure when it was exactly, but certainly in enough time to sit down at the computer and open up Skype and prepare myself for doing the program here today. And instead, what happened is when I shifted the mouse and the computer woke up again, I saw an email and got myself triggered. Because in this email, what was being expressed to me was what I was experiencing as a breaking of an agreement that I had with someone else, where what we had agreed to, what we had talked about, was being taken away in an instant. And it was being taken away in a way that was going to create ongoing problems. So instead of doing what I sat down to do, instead of following through with that intention, or instead of breathing through that, moving those energies, releasing what was up in a purely energetic way, I proceeded to attempt to write an email response. And I thought, I've got time. I can get this in before it's time for the program. Well, I was awakened out of that delusion by the phone ringing and Doug calling from BBS going, it's time. Not that he used those words, but that was the energy there. I understood, and I was able to step in and get things started on time. But while that pre-recorded part was going on, I was not trying to answer the email anymore, but seeking to move the energy to the degree that I lost track of linear time, and there we were. I was there a week ago, and anyway, so coming out of that, going into those connections, using the breath, now I'm here present, and we can proceed forward together in this co-creation. So I want to thank each of you for helping me to move that energy more quickly than I might have otherwise, because it was quite a shock. Quite a shock to my own attachment, my own expectations to this agreement that had been set up probably a month ago and was about the future. Now, certainly not something that was consciously relevant in this moment, but something where I was being shaken down the road here. And, well, it'll work out, whatever it's going to be. So thank you for helping me to move those energies through this connection process so that I can be here fully with you now and fully in this sharing. And, yeah, that comes right in line with not how I'd intended to start where we were going to go today, but certainly with the topic that we were going to touch upon at least at the beginning here, which is to continue a little bit at least of the discussion last week of self-love. And, well, let me put it this way. The first part of working with self-love, and I don't feel a need to apologize that what I talk about today may not follow directly on the footsteps of last week. And heck, it may even contradict what I said last week because I have no conscious memory of what I said last week. I know there were some of the mantras that I would associate with self-love that I gave. But really, when I do these programs and I'm in this flow, it's typically not something that sticks with me. Sometimes I have, I won't call it difficulty because I'm not attached to it, but sometimes when I sit down and attempt to even write down some notes, just so I can describe this program once it's up on the website, so someone can go listen to it and search for particular topics maybe, I can have difficulty with that even an hour from now, writing down what I said during the program because it's not just me. And this is not absent-mindedness or senility. This is a similar kind of thing that happens when I do most channeling because it's not my consciousness alone that is doing this. This is another aspect of the co-creation that's going on. The words that are coming out of me are not just words that are forming in my mind. They are words that are forming in the mass consciousness we are creating together. And so perhaps that's another piece that needs to be stated here, another aspect of the expression that is this shared co-creation that we're doing each week. And maybe it's time for me to say this again, how honored I am to be able to be a part of this with each of you. And again, my gratitude to you for co-creating this with me. And I don't ever desire to lose sight of that. And I think this is part of that as well. Every once in a while, something will come along and knock me off my center, and doing it in a public way like this is certainly a way to keep that forefront, that this is co-creation. And perhaps that's a way to touch into self-love here that I didn't touch upon last week, at least I don't think I did, is that when we get into one of our patterns, one of our habits – now, I certainly was not obsessing about this agreement that I had made with this person. As far as I was concerned, the agreement was set. There wasn't anything that I needed to think about anymore, and I wasn't worrying about it. But when it came, when my attachment came to the front in that way, having the agreement broken from my perspective, rather than forgotten, which is probably what happened, it was a shock to my system. And in the degree of self-love I was able to muster at the time, what I was attempting to write in the email was to express, number one, what the agreement was, and not put that so much in a way where I was attacking them, but simply saying, this is the agreement, and if you're changing this agreement, then this changes what I'm able to give into the agreement. And yet, I didn't do what I can't say I do every time, but maybe what I would normally do, which was to move the emotional energy first before sitting down to write the response. I wasn't seeking to express the emotion in the response, but I also hadn't cleared it first. And why? Because linear time caught me. Because I was seeking to get this out of the way before I came to co-create this program with you. I was looking at that time as an impediment. And instead of setting it aside, I was moving forward out of that emotional upset, out of that attachment energy, and getting in the way of being as consciously present as I would choose to be as I step into these programs. So how does this relate to self-love? Well, self-love, to me, goes back to acceptance. And I was accepting where I had been when I set that agreement in motion and the integrity that I was in. And I was accepting, not graciously, that it was seeming to be broken on this other person's end. And what I was trying to do was reestablish the co-creative aspect, because something didn't click when we made the initial agreement, or it wouldn't have been broken. And so in that way, my desire to write that email right then, in spite of the fact that this program was coming up, was me trying to take care of myself. Now, again, I was triggered. I wasn't making the most conscious choice that I could have. Well, quite frankly, if I could have made that choice in that moment, I would have. In the circumstances, I was unable to make that choice. Now, and what would that choice be? To move the emotion first. I've been saying this from the very beginning of this program. They've been channeling this for a couple of years. If it's up and it's negative, it's up to be moved out. It's up to be released. It's up to be cleared. And I didn't take that step as my first step. And that often happens, not just for me, but I think for many of us. We get triggered, and the first experience of the triggering is to have that triggering kind of overwhelm our consciousness. It overwhelms the part of us that is already in mastery, the part of us that is already aware of all the tools we have, the part of us that makes the conscious choices to move forward on the path rather than lives in that reaction. And ultimately, what we're seeking to do on this path, one way to look at it, I believe, is that we're seeking to be able to make the recognition I've been triggered and to be able to activate the choice, the conscious choice, rather than be in the reactive experience closer and closer and closer to the point of triggering until we simply are able to say, oh, well, that's interesting. That really triggered my anger. That really triggered my sadness. That really triggered my fear. And we breathe it out. We breathe it out and it's gone. And then we can make our conscious choices with it. An analogy or a metaphor, I don't know what the right word to use here would be at this moment, that was given to me, through me. It wasn't channeled. It was a long time ago before I was doing conscious channeling, but that I've given for a long time. And in at least one of the previous programs, I know I've shared this, but it's a wonderful analogy and I really like it. And it is this. As we're walking the spiritual path, it's kind of like going up a mountain. And the path just goes up the mountain. And maybe there are switchbacks, or maybe it just goes around the mountain in an ever-ascending spiral. But either way, when we get triggered, essentially, it's like we're walking up the mountain, and this big foot comes out and kicks us, and we go tumbling down the mountain. And an avalanche is begun as we go tumbling down the mountain. And so we're tumbling down the mountain, and all the rest of this, these rocks or whatever, are tumbling down the mountain with us. And we get to the bottom and we go, crap, I got triggered again. Well, we dust ourselves off and we start back up the mountain again. Now, ideally, in the path of awakening, what we learn to do is, in the midst of tumbling down the mountain, we become aware that we're tumbling down the mountain, that we have been triggered before we get to the bottom, before the energy just plays itself out. We become aware that we're triggered, and we make a choice to move the energy. We make that choice to say, all right, I'm willing, and I believe this is one of the mantras I gave last week. I am willing to experience and express this in order to release and clear it. And instead of it just taking us down the mountain, now we are directing that energy out of us. And that is a step in this awakening of self-love, because to catch ourselves before we get all the way to the bottom certainly is about mental awareness, but it is also about self-love. It is also about awakening in us, even if it's unconscious to start with, that we don't deserve to go all the way through it. We don't deserve to go all the way through the reactions, all the way through the suffering, all the way through the pain, all the way through that negativity that's been triggered, all that old emotion. You can think of all those rocks coming down in the avalanche with us as all the same emotion that just got triggered in us. All the old emotion that we have suppressed gets awakened and is expressing at the same time. And that's that avalanche. But the more we choose to clear these energies when they awaken, the less power there is in the avalanche. So quite frankly, the bottom of the fall is less far away. But the more, even in the midst of it, we can have that conscious awakening go, oh, I'm triggered. This isn't about the other person. It's not about them breaking the agreement with me. This is about me clearing that energy of betrayal. This is about me clearing the energy of anger. This is about me clearing the energy of embarrassment that, oh my God, I said the wrong date at the beginning of the show. This is about whatever else is coming up as a result of this particular triggering. And that is a part of this process, a part of this process of self-love. And as we do that, as we clear out more of that old emotion and there are fewer rocks in the avalanche, there's less energy to overwhelm us and a greater ability to perceive closer and closer to the moment of that initial triggering that we've been triggered, so that we can go, oh, that's interesting. Huh, I feel a little angry right now. Let's move that out so I can make a conscious choice here. Huh, that's interesting. If that had happened to me 10 years ago, I would have responded in this way. And I didn't know. Huh, that's cool. And so that's an aspect of this. An aspect of self-love is that not only willingness to let that energy go, to not hold on to it, but the conscious choice to not hold on to it. And the increasingly powerful ability to discern when we've been triggered and thereby make that conscious choice, not just when we reach the bottom of the hill, going, oh my goodness, I better forgive myself or I better forgive this other person, which I know was another one of the mantras I gave last week, but even earlier than that, while we are in the midst of it, even at the beginning when I said, okay, I'm going to take a breath here, breathe and move this. That was my intention, was to move it. And that started me being able to come out of it without having to be in that upset any longer. Even though I could feel it flowing, I wasn't overwhelmed by it. It wasn't controlling what I was doing. And so that's an important piece of this, because self-love, as with any other experience that is a higher experience or any other technique or tool that we would use to move forward on our path, is not something that is just about those moments when everything's going well. When everything's going well, it's easy to accept ourselves. When everything's going well, it's easy to feel good about ourselves. But it's in the moments when the negative is coming up. It's in the moments when we're triggered. It's in the moments when external circumstances are not all going perfectly the way we would like them to, that we have the opportunity to use the tool. One person that I spoke to after last week's program was speaking about how to connect with self-love in a way that, how to put this, that could be done from the place of not feeling like you deserve to love yourself. And so, and that's probably the best way I can put it. I don't know, this, she might be able to say it in better words, but that essentially was to me the core of the question. And it also in some ways goes back to that connection that we make at the beginning of the show with everyone. That desire to have life be better than it is, whether we feel like we have the power to create that or not, that is self-love. That desire to make changes is self-love. Now, many people have spent a lot of time, myself included, in not feeling like I had the power to change anything. And yet, every time I was making a choice in any way that was about me taking care of myself, even if I couldn't have put those words to it, because as much as I've been working on consciousness for much of my life, that was not the perspective I was able to come from for the majority of the time I've been alive, that it was about me taking care of myself. Much more so, I was trying to avoid pain. I didn't necessarily think that I deserved happiness or joy or divinity or connection or bliss or whatever else might be on the other side. I was simply trying to escape from pain. And I believe, and the experience I've had bears this out, but my experience comes out of my own belief systems, etc. So maybe it's not true, but I believe that most people who do step out of unconsciously being in the world and trying to make things better without it being walking a conscious path of spirituality or a conscious path of healing, I believe that most people who make that jump at some point, not from joy, but from pain. We have tried the things that we can, that we're aware of, that aren't about spirituality. And we hit rock bottom, as they say in Alcoholics Anonymous. We hit rock bottom, and we reach that point where we're willing to try anything, even the spiritual. And so I think most of us walking this path have stepped onto it to try and deal with our pain rather than specifically, consciously, to seek our divinity. And to me, that's another shift that is possible on this path, where we get to the place where it's not just trying to avoid pain. And it's not even just perhaps the polarity of that, which is seeking pleasure, but it's seeking divinity, seeking the experience of our divinity. And that is perhaps the next level or another level of self-love. But that first level of self-love, seeking to avoid pain, is still self-love. And this process, to me, is an evolutionary one. And each of us has to walk it in our own way. But I don't believe you would be listening to me, or I would be saying this, or we would be co-creating this if we were not all at least seeking to step into that pathway of divine connection rather than mere avoidance of pain or even seeking of pleasure. And that is that evolutionary arch, curve of the ascension process. And so again, to me, that's another way in which we are all on this path, even those who are not conscious of it and are merely trying to avoid pain, perhaps. And that's the best they can envision of life getting better. And I know I've spent a lot of time there. Don't spend much there anymore, thankfully. But I believe that's another piece as well, not just of self-love, but of compassion. As we open up our love and acceptance of ourselves, we can step into a greater compassion, seeing the mirroring, even if it's not the mirroring of where we are now, it can be a mirroring of where we've come from in those who are not yet consciously choosing the path, and perhaps a mirroring of where we're going in those who are better able to do what we're desiring to do, which is to connect with, to experience, and to express our divinity. And so all of this, to me, comes back to that concept of self-love. And in order to have any movement at all, there has to be some spark that says, better than this is possible. Because when that spark is gone, and this may not be the only reason why someone would choose suicide, but when that spark is gone, suicide or death in another way is the end result. Because that, to me, is that spark of divinity. It's what's left of our connection to divinity in the realms of separation. And it's there to eventually help us step into this path consciously. And so I would offer this, that another way to touch into self-love and expand it is to step into gratitude for anything and everything that you've experienced in this lifetime that has been good or that you have enjoyed. And to step into gratitude for anything and everything that has ever improved in your life. Because it has improved not through some outer God intervention, although divine support is there, but it has improved because you have allowed it to. Because you have opened the door and said, yes, it can be better than it is. And that act, conscious or not, of being in that energy, of allowing it to get better, is self-love. It is self-love. And so by connecting with gratitude to those moments, that's another way we can open the door. It's another way we can connect. Now, back to that idea that was brought up of, well, how do we do this? How can we connect with self-love when we don't feel we deserve it? Well, that's part of what I just described, but let's go even further. And I don't know that everyone would be able to do this. Each person is in their own place. But... And there needs to be a degree of self-love, or no, or the person is not going to do this exercise anyway. And so someone who is not ready for this is not going to do it, even if it's presented to them. But another way we can connect with self-love is this. for those especially, perhaps, who are still in the belief that divinity is outside the self, that value is outside the self. And so this can be someone way back in awareness, way back in that area where making things better is about avoiding pain. But if that's the case, that the primary experience or belief is that the divine is out there, then what would self-love say? Well, self-love would say, I choose to experience more of that. I choose to bring more of that to me as a way to move forward. Now, again, depending on where someone is, they may or may not be willing or able to do that consciously. But if they are, this is a potential exercise that can help. And certainly it can help for the rest of us, even without needing to be stuck in, to me, the false belief that divinity is everywhere except in me. I can still connect with the divinity that is more than the divinity I'm currently experiencing. And so in that sense, I'm not experiencing it fully within me. I may consciously know it's fully within me, but I'm not yet experiencing it. So what I'm seeking is to expand that experience. And so it would be something like this. And as with any exercise I offer and anything I say, it can be adjusted as your own discernment would suit. But to start with, what you're asking for is to get centered, to get as present as possible with where you are, and to open your willingness to connect with divine energy that is greater than what you typically experience. And let's focus that specifically in the heart center. That tends to be where we focus on the energy of love. And this is about connecting with divinity, which is about connecting with love, connecting with that energy of acceptance. What we're seeking to expand is our self-love, our acceptance of ourself, by connecting with divine love, divine acceptance of us. And so just allow yourself to open your heart as much as you're able. And to start with, before that, you're opening your willingness to receive this divine love. And let it flow into your heart and fill your heart to whatever degree you can at this time. And from there, allow it to flow out from your heart into the central channel, the central pranic tube, whatever you might call it or envision it. But by all means, a tube of light that runs through the center of your being, essentially from the third eye to the second chakra, to the sacrum. And allow that divine light to fill it up. And it just keeps, more just keeps flowing in. This is divine love. It is infinite. So you cannot deplete it. And you're opening to receive it to the degree, the highest degree that you can. And as that happens, as it fills the central channel, it also begins to flow out through, well, what in the in Chinese traditions they call the meridians, in more of the Hindu or Indian philosophies, and more the nadis and the nadi points. And so it's flowing out through the energy channels. In the same way that the nerves flow out from the spine, these energy channels flow out from the central channel to take this energy throughout your energetic body. And just allow yourself to open to letting that love, that divine love, flow out through all of these energy channels, throughout your physical vessel, throughout your energy bodies, and fill all of those energy channels. And as it flows out further, allow it then, envision it then, to flow into the physical dimension, to flow into each one of your cells, and to fill each cell of your physical body. And to fill each cell of your emotional body. And to fill each cell of your mental body. And you don't need to know what those last two look like. And allow it to flow through the cell down to the molecular level and to flow into each and every molecule that makes up each and every cell. And again, you don't need to know what that looks like on the emotional or the mental body levels, or even the physical body levels. If that's not part of your conscious awareness, it's okay. The intention is what matters. What you're opening into is letting divine love flow down to the structures underneath, deeper than the cellular level. And open your willingness even further and let it flow down to the level of the atomic, the atoms that make up each one of those molecules. And again, do the same thing at the emotional and the mental levels without having to have the awareness of what that looks like. And open your willingness even further and expand that down into the subatomic levels. Electrons, neutrons, and on down to all those, the ones that you might have names for and the ones that you don't have names for, the ones that I don't have names for in my conscious mind to share with you right now, neutrinos and quarks and all those things, and down and down and down to the deepest, smallest levels that have anything to do with our reality here. All of them are being filled with divine love. And in that filling are awakening self-love, self-acceptance, self-recognition that this is who we are, and how we're experiencing in this moment is not the same. How we're expressing in this moment is not the same as the total divine being that we are. But we're awakening more of our awareness of our divinity as we allow this expansion of divine love within us. And so breathe that in and allow yourself to be with that. And who knows, maybe I will return to self-love again next week or at another time. But while you're in that, allow yourself to breathe as fully and deeply and smoothly and easily and gracefully as you are able in this moment. And while you're doing that, I will do the toning and bring in whatever of the masters or other divine beings would like to speak here today. Oh.
Hello and welcome, dear ones. This is the Divine Mother come in the forms of Mother Mary and of Isis, of Shakti and of Kuan Yin, and allow yourself to be remaining in this openness to receive divine love. And allow yourself to receive the divine love from us in particular. For you, in your humanness, are most receptive to receive love from the Mother Energy, and you are most receptive to receive love from the Divine Mother Energy than any other form of Mother. And so allow yourself to remain in this openness as we would speak to you briefly here today, and allow yourself to be bathed in these energies by your willingness through our presence. And so it is, dear ones, that we say to you that another way to look at self-love is to look at self-purification. And we want to be very specific in this, because self-purification is not saying that there is anything wrong with what you are experiencing now, but what we are saying is that it is not completely conscious. What you are purifying is not what is, shall we say, being experienced. What you are purifying is your willingness and your openness and your ability to experience what is beneath what you are aware of consciously. What you are open to experience is closer and closer and closer to the level of divine cause. It is closer and closer and closer to the level of divine genesis that brought into being that which you are not yet purely and fully experiencing as divinity, that which you are still experiencing as separate from divinity within your own self. And so you're not seeking to purify these things that you're judging as less than divine. You're not seeking to purify the experience of separation. You're not seeking to purify even the energy of judgment or separation. What you are seeking to purify is your awareness that all is divine, even judgment, even separation, even negativity. What you are seeking to purify is your experience of the divinity in each, every, and all. And that is each, every, and all things in creation, each, every, and all experience, each, every, and all moment, each, every, and all of each, every, and alls. And it is in that expansion, that exploration, that willingness to choose, that you step further and further in this pathway that you are each on actively of awakening to know yourself as divinity. Because the issue is not that you are not divinity, it's that you're not aware that you're divinity fully yet. You're not experiencing it. And of course, with the awareness at the mental level, with the acceptance in an ever-expanding way at the mental level that you are a divine being, and the ever-expanding clearing of those energies in the emotional body that would hold on to the old judgment, that would hold on to the old pain, that would hold on to the idea that you cannot possibly be divine or you would never have experienced this. As you move more and more of those, as you shift more and more, even in the cells of the body, the energies of the old pain and suffering and the old limited perspective of yourself out, so you expand in your experience of awareness. And so we say to you, self-love is self-recognition. It is being willing to choose in any given moment toward an expansion of yourself in the experience of yourself as divinity. Any step in that direction, even as was spoken of earlier in this
by the one we are speaking through, even if it means that you are merely seeking to avoid that which is unpleasant. That is still the small whisper of the voice of your divinity within you, saying, it is okay to wake up to more. You can. And even you will. For in truth, as divinity, you have never been and you can never be less than your divinity. Even when you have experienced yourself as less than your divinity, you have not been less than your divinity. You have only been experiencing what it is to not remember and fully experience yourself as you are. You have fallen so fully into the play by choice, not fallen by failure, fallen so fully into the play that you are truly embracing your role. And in many ways, that is a secret here. It is a secret here. Because when you fully embrace your role, you accept the experience that you're having now as the experience you're having now, and you stop resisting it, which is what allows the divinity to pour in and to demonstrate to you that even though this has appeared to be less than divinity, it is not so. And so it is not about denying these experiences to walk the path of divinity. It is actually about embracing them. This is what I'm experiencing. And as there is only divinity, this must be divine. And so I will not fight with it. I may choose something else as I am able down the line, but I will not fight with it. I will not resist it. Or rather, I will choose to cease resisting it as I am ready to. For even resistance is what you are experiencing in the moment, and it is divine. And when you are ready, you will step through it. You will cease resisting. In more and more areas, in more and more triggerings, in more and more habits, in more and more patterns, you will cease resisting until all resistance is gone. The irony is that in resisting the negative polarity, in judging the negative experience, what you are resisting goes beyond the negative polarity and the painful experience. What you are actually resisting is the underlying truth that divinity is in that moment. So ultimately, all resistance is resistance of divinity. And as you resist this experience, you are resisting it so that you can go back and allow yourself to discover the divinity that was there, even in the negative, even in the painful. That which you resist persists. Yes, the pain persists, but so does the divinity underneath the pain. And the way out is not acceptance of divinity alone. It is acceptance of the pain that was there and the recognition of the divinity that is underneath it. It is not acceptance of the pain alone. It is not saying, I accept this pain, meaning I choose this pain for the rest of my life. It is acceptance of this pain as a means of alleviating it, as a means of being in that place of saying, I can choose better, I do choose better, I will choose better, I am choosing better. I am choosing the divinity that is embedded beneath this pain. That is, in truth, all that there is, all that there can be. And so I am choosing, as I choose to connect with this pain, to accept this pain, to love this pain, I am choosing to transcend this pain. Transcending is not about lifting out of, it is about going through to the core. Transcending is about the experiential discovery that the divine is within everything. Each, every, and all, as we said before. And so, allow yourself to breathe what is, to receive the divinity that is here in each moment, the divinity that we are radiating, that is not about creating divinity in you, but about awakening it into higher expression. And we are doing that within your willingness. We are doing that within your choice. We are doing that because you have said, I am ready. I am open. I am willing. So be it. And never truer words were spoken. So be it. So be your divinity. And that is the path that you are walking. The path of so be it, so be I am. Much love and namaste, dear ones. Hello, 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 and thank you, Divine Mothers. Thank you to each one of you for opening with me to co-create here today. And so, my friend Doug, please begin those chimes for me. And I would say to you, each of you, co-creating with me here, listening here, I cannot do this without you. So please, feel free, feel open, free to allow yourself to be willing, as it is right for you, to share with me your thoughts, your feelings, what you've gained, what you desire to gain, what you are willing to gain through this, the topics, the questions, etc. And know that I will be here same time, same place next week. And I happily await you there. You never know where this show is going to go. You never know where you're going to go until you get there. May you always be able and willing to expand your divinity in those choices, to expand your experiences of divinity moment by moment. Much love, my friends. Namaste.